along the lines of the Jehovah Witnesses tonight. I've taken a little longer than I intended to. I want to read a verse before we start tonight in Matthew chapter 24. That'll be our text, I guess. Matthew chapter 24, there's an interesting verse over here, beginning in verse 45. Verse 45, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. So who is that faithful and wise servant? Well, according to the Jehovah Witnesses, it's their governing body. They now declare that the governing body of Jehovah Witnesses, which is comprised, I think, currently of seven, it may sometimes fluctuate to a little more than that, I think eight or nine, but the governing body, they claim, is the faithful and discreet slave. That's the way it's translated in their New World Translation. The faithful and discreet slave that God has given authority over his entire household to give them meat, that is, to feed you. Is somebody's phone on?
Yeah,
Lonnie.
Lonnie?
Oh.
Is that your phone?
Oh, okay. The faithful and discreet slave is the governing body of the Jehovah Witnesses, who they claim have a direct connection to God himself. Jehovah speaks only through the Jehovah Witness organization, and no other channel of revelation exists on the earth. So everybody else is out. And they are the faithful and discreet slave. You know, I came across a list not long ago of the rules that Jehovah Witnesses are expected to abide by. Now, every Christian denomination, organization, church has certain principles that we're supposed to live by. All do. The Jehovah Witnesses take things to another level. They make a set of rules that if you don't abide by, you will be corrected, disciplined, and perhaps disfellowshipped. Disfellowshipping is the worst thing that can happen to you as a Jehovah Witness. Because then, if your own family is a Jehovah Witness, they are not allowed to talk to you. They are not allowed to associate with you. If you die, they can't go to your funeral. They have nothing to do with you. You are dead if you are disfellowshipped from the Jehovah Witnesses. Even though they present themselves as a family-oriented, you know, we're all about family. Actually, they're all about being a slave to the Jehovah Witness organization, the Watchtower organization. Their rules are divided into two: the rules you should follow and the rules you shall follow. The rules you should, the rules you shall. There's 141 of these. If you print them out, it takes 18 pages. I had to reduce the font to get it down to less pages than that. I'm going to go through some of the rules, not all of them, because it just gets ridiculous. But I think some of these things we should know. And it'll let you, I think it'll really give you a burden to pray for them. They are so bound. The two rules that you should follow, these are the rules that are not absolute requirements. They are recommendations.
Such rules would not adversely affect a member if she or he were to break them. But then there are the rules that you shall follow. These rules are requirements. Breaking any of them come with penalties. And the penalty can be you get a caution from an elder. If you are dismissed or disfellowshipped, well, you're a social, you're cast out, you know. So I'm going to go through a few of these. Apostasy is one of the headings here. Here's rules you should follow. Should. You should accept the definition of apostates as defined by Jehovah's Witnesses literature. You should accept that apostates are mentally diseased. You should loathe and hate apostates. You should believe that baptized members who disassociate from the religion are to be regarded as the Antichrist. Now, here's the rules you shall follow regarding apostates. You shall not entertain apostate ideas. You shall accept that apostate teachings are propaganda. Of course, the stuff you get from the Jehovah's Witness organization is not propaganda, you know, but you shall not read or listen to any apostate media. You shall not believe apostates. So here's where they limit the information that a Jehovah's Witness is allowed to read. An apostate is a form of Jehovah's Witness. So if you want them to hear the testimony of somebody who got free from this slavery, they will not hear it. You, remember, this is the rule you shall do. You shall not listen to an apostate. You shall not read their material. So if they write a book, I was 30 years a Watchtower slave, you shall not read it. If you do read it, guess what? So you shall not read anything by them. You shall not listen to them. You shall believe that everything they say is propaganda, and you don't believe them. So here's rules you shall follow regarding baptism. Now, I didn't know this. I just found this out recently, but his rules you shall follow. You shall not be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Wow. You shall not. You shall be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and God's Spirit-anointed organization. Because, you know, they deny the deity of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a divine person. The Holy Spirit is a force. So you shall be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and God's Spirit-anointed organization. You are baptized into the organization of the Jehovah Witnesses. As for the Bible, rules you should follow, you should accept that the New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures is the most accurate Bible. That's the most accurate. Boy, it is a perversion par excellence. It is the most blasphemous work, heretical work you can imagine. What the organization did with the Holy Bible, they're going to have a special place in hell, these people who were the translators of the New World Translation. I don't know if I did mention it to you that it has been recorded under oath by Raymond France, who was on the translation committee, that nobody could read Hebrew on the whole translation committee. And I think he was the only one who supposedly could read Greek. And these were the translators. But all right, regarding blood, rules you shall follow. You shall not eat blood. You shall not accept any medical product derived from blood or its primary components. You shall not eat foods that contain blood. Excuse me. You shall not have a blood transfusion. You shall put forth a very strenuous effort to avoid a blood transfusion if it is court ordered. You shall not donate blood. You shall not store your own blood for transfusion. But, you know, remember, we went over those passages last time about how they take the prohibitions against eating blood and turn it into any consumption of blood, like blood transfusion, whatever. That's the same thing as eating blood, even though it's, of course, not. But even your own blood, you can't eat your own blood either, you see. So you can't even store up your own blood for transfusion. Yes, ma'am. Blood test? I suppose there's no problem with blood test. I honestly don't know, but you're not taking blood, so.
That's not a problem.
Not a problem.
I take my sister to do blood work all the time. It's just the scripture that says there's life in the blood, and that's where they
right. Can't take blood. No, because you can't, thou shalt not donate blood. Hey, let me tell you, this is a disfellowshipping matter. This is not a minor thing with them. You donate blood or take blood, this is not a minor matter. This is a major infraction. You shall not take another Jehovah Witness to court. You shall not go into business with a non-Jehovah Witness unless there is no alternative. You should avoid renting a building that belongs to a religious organization. You should avoid buying a building from a religious organization. No other organization. Don't rent their building. Don't buy their building. No, because you know why? You'd be giving money to another religious organization, which is strictly prohibited. Here's an interesting one for you, Dave, on creation and evolution. Listen to this. You should not believe that the earth was created in 24-hour periods. You should believe that the creative days were unknown periods of time, each possibly covering thousands of years. I'll get you to talk about the gap theory one day. Just deal with some of the various views, because there's a few different ones. But here's what you shall follow. You shall believe in creation. You shall not believe in evolution. You just have to believe not in six literal days of creation. All right, with regard to disfellowshipping and disassociation, you should limit your association with persons who are not Jehovah Witnesses. You should limit your association with a person who does not preach regularly. So even if you are a fellow JW, but that guy doesn't do his minimum, 10 hours a month of field work or whatever, you got to limit your association with them. And here's what you shall do. You shall shun disfellowshipped persons. You shall shun disassociated persons. You shall shun an unbaptized publisher who unrepentantly breaks God's laws. You shall limit your association with persons who are marked. You shall pray for erring individuals in private only. You don't pray publicly for somebody who is in error. There's an interesting note here that when you donate to the Jehovah Witnesses, you shall accept that donations are used for more than the preaching work, including but not limited to child sex abuse cases. You know, the Jehovah Witness organization has been rocked by sexual abuse scandal. In Australia, they have over 1,000 documented cases of child sexual abuse that went unreported by the Jehovah Witness organization. Wow. They don't report it. They have been dragged before courts in Australia where they admitted that they don't report child sexual abuse. And let me tell you what they've done that's exactly the same as what the Roman Catholic Church did. When somebody gets caught, we'll just say with their hand in the cookie jar playing with children, you know what they've done? They move them to another place. They just move them elsewhere. Some of these higher ups in the Jehovah Witnesses organization. And they go unpunished. They have a prohibition against reporting it to the police. Look, one of the Jehovah Witness organization called Advocates for Awareness of Watchtower Abuses. I think this was a group that started in Australia. But I've got a whole bunch of tracts that I made copies so that everybody can get one, that they pass around. Who's knocking at your door? It could be an abuser that's gone unreported because officially they don't report it. They don't let you know what's going on. So I just thought this was interesting to pass around because this is, I think, a good little piece of ammunition that you can also use about the Jehovah's Witness organization covering up sexual abuse. Some of the plaintiffs against the organization have won multi-million-dollar awards from the Jehovah's Witness organization. They've had to pay through the nose millions and millions and millions of dollars. They won't disclose just how much, but it's put a dent in the organization. Dave, go ahead.
You mentioned about unbaptized or something. I'm not real clear on that. I think you can't just get in and say, I want to be baptized. You got to earn your way up to get baptized, right?
And you have to go through a lengthy questionnaire period by a couple of elders. Two or three elders have to question you, and you got to meet certain obligations. No, you can't just say, I want to be baptized. No, can't do that. You know what else the Jehovah's Witnesses have done? If a person comes forward and declares that they've been abused by an elder or whatever, if a child comes forward, they shame the victim. They shame the victim, and they have gone as far as to disfellowship the victim for reporting the child abuse. Let me tell you, this is a sinister organization. They silence the victim and threaten them with disfellowshipping. Australia, it's been all over the news in Australia, over 1,000 cases of sexual abuse, and even here as well. Yeah. Here's some other rules. I just thought you'd find some of these interesting. Women shall not wear pants in kingdom halls. Men shall wear suits with ties or similar attire at kingdom halls and when preaching. You shall not wear casual clothing to kingdom halls or when preaching. You shall not have tattoos. Well, unless your tattoos were obtained prior to becoming a JW. You shall not have body piercings except earlobes for women. So they have rules about, look, all kinds of stuff. You should prioritize preaching over education. If you're a student, you should not become a cheerleader. You should not run for class president. You shall not attend religious education that is not from the Jehovah's Witnesses. You shall not join the Boy Scouts. You shall not join the Girl Scouts. They want you to confess your sins to the elders, by the way. You should confess your sins to the elders. I mean, yeah, the elders are like priests. They're the equivalent of Jehovah's Witness priests. Elders shall be responsible for marking, reproving publicly or reproving privately an individual who breaks the Jehovah's Witnesses' moral code. Elders shall disfellowship anyone who breaks the rules. Elders shall determine if a member is unrepentant. Elders shall disfellowship anyone who breaks the rules repeatedly. Elders shall disassociate a member if they or their children have a blood transfusion. Elders shall not inform the congregation of a wrongdoer's wrong, even if it may put congregants at risk. Elders shall inform the congregation if a member has been reproved publicly. Elders shall inform the congregation if a member is disfellowshipped or disassociated by stating, member so-and-so is no longer one of Jehovah's Witnesses. Elders shall not report sins such as rape, child abuse, or sexual abuse to law enforcement agencies unless required to do so by secular law. Elders shall not prevent or encourage individuals affected by sins such as rape, child abuse, or child sexual abuse from reporting them to law enforcement agencies. That means if you know of a case, you don't encourage them to go to the law, you don't discourage them to go to the law. Concerning their governing body, you should not question the governing body. You should believe that elders are spirit appointed. You should believe that changes in doctrine is new light from Jehovah. Because you know their doctrines do change. They have changed through the years. And each time they do, that's new light. Listen to this. You should believe that any previous teachings that they changed was Jehovah not giving full knowledge of that doctrine until the proper time. You should accept that staying close to Jehovah is to stay close to the Watchtower Society. Here's what you shall follow. You shall accept that the faithful and discreet slave, we just read that passage, mentioned in Matthew 24:45, is the governing body of Jehovah Witnesses. You shall accept that Jesus appointed the governing body in 1919. Go ahead, Dave.
That's one of the things that has changed. Originally, Charles Taze Russell said, that's me.
He was the...
He is the faithful and wise servant, the discreet slave and all this stuff. And then he died. And all of a sudden, oh, it wasn't him anymore. We got a new revelation from Jehovah. It's the whole group now.
Yeah. And since 1919, it's the governing body. You shall not disagree with the doctrines, rules, and regulations of the Jehovah Witnesses. Now, here's some interesting ones, too. You should not sing birthday songs, accept birthday gifts, or draw or paint such scenes. Of course, you have nothing to do with Christmas, Easter, Halloween. Yeah, that's why we sometimes they say we Jehovah Witnesses. You shall not consume Easter eggs on Easter Sunday. I guess you can eat them any other time. But go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
You also can't celebrate Mother's Day or Father's Day because celebrating any holiday is considered creature worship. Well, so much for this about honor thy father and thy mother. They're going to dishonor their father and mother so they can show that they're better than everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things we've got here.
But they do celebrate like wedding anniversaries.
Anniversaries, that's right. Wedding anniversaries, marriages, you know, wedding.
If you don't, yeah. Your wife will kill you.
You should not write a Valentine's card. You should not wish somebody Happy New Year. You should not celebrate Father's Day. You should not celebrate Mother's Day. You should not toast. You shall not, here's shalls, you shall not celebrate birthdays. Because you know why? Birthdays are evil.
Right. Creature worship.
Well, it goes back to, remember when Herod offered to give, who was it, the dancing girl, Herodias, I'll give you whatever you ask. She said, I want John the Baptist's head. It was on his birthday. It was a birthday celebration. And go ahead, Dave.
I asked my brother about that. They're not allowed to celebrate birthdays because the only times you see them mentioned in the Bible, it was disastrous consequences. And I asked him, that's the rule, right? He said, yep. I said, okay. What happened when Samson cut his hair? What happened when Paul got his hair? Disastrous consequences in both cases. So I asked him, now, you won't celebrate a birthday because of bad consequences, but yet you think nothing of sending your kid to the barbershop to set him up like Samson and Paul. What's the matter with you? He couldn't answer.
That's too logical, Dave. Makes too much sense. There's a passage over in Genesis. Yeah. there was a celebration. It was Pharaoh had this birthday celebration, and you remember he ordered that. The baker and the butcher had one of them killed. Well, that was a birthday celebration. So look, this is a terrible thing. This happened at a birthday. Herod did this terrible thing at a birthday. So that means birthdays are evil. Actually, what it means is Pharaoh was evil and Herod was evil. It doesn't mean that the birthday itself was evil, but yeah, they were evil. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Pastor Tardo, a Jehovah's Witness one time told me in Miami, they also take that scripture that says, better is the day of death than the day you were born. That's why they don't, I'm not sure, but someone shared that.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably a part of it. They go on and say, you shall not celebrate New Year's Eve. You shall not celebrate Valentine's Day. You shall not celebrate Flag Day. You shall not celebrate Hanukkah. You shall not celebrate St. Patrick's Day. You shall not celebrate Veterans Day. You shall not celebrate Thanksgiving. You shall not engage in interfaith activities such as prayer, rituals, or ceremonies. Not even Thanksgiving. Well, they believe that it goes back to some kind of ancient pagan celebration.
At one time, we had my brother's kids over at my house on Thanksgiving. And so Nancy and I and my mom were eating our Thanksgiving. The kids wouldn't even come in the room. So we eat our meal after we're done. Then they come in and they take much on all the leftovers because it's no longer the Thanksgiving meal. It's a holiday. And no holiday is allowed.
None. Yeah, none whatsoever. Here's the thing. You know, these are disfellowshipping offenses. So... Oh, yes. The Christmas tree police are out in full force. Funerals. You should avoid attending a non-Jehovah Witness religious funeral service. Here's what you shall believe regarding the dead. You shall believe that the dead are in a state of unconsciousness. You shall not believe that the soul survives death. You shall believe that only 144,000 will go to heaven. You shall believe that those who are not of the 144,000 have an opportunity to live forever on earth in paradise conditions. Elders shall not give a funeral service for non-Jehovah Witnesses. Elders shall not give a funeral service for those who commit suicide. You shall not get married by religious institutions that are not Jehovah's Witnesses. Those who are not of the 144,000 should not eat the bread and drink the wine representing Jesus' blood and body. I don't know if you got one of these, but they're passing them around. I got one on my door. You are invited. Deborah got one. You're invited to the special remembrance service of the Jehovah Witnesses. They do it once a year where you go watch them pass around a cup that nobody can drink. They're doing one right here at the Kenner Pavilion on March the 31st, Saturday at 7 p.m., Lonnie. I guess you can go watch. You can't. It's not like you can partake. I can't even partake. Yeah. Of course. You should believe that Jesus is the mediator only for spirit-anointed Jehovah Witnesses and not for all of mankind. Here's what you shall follow. You shall believe that Jehovah is God's name. You shall not believe in the cross. Instead, you shall believe that Jesus was killed on a single upright pole, piece of wood. You shall believe that the Holy Spirit is not a person, but God's active source. You shall not read non-Jehovah Witness literature. You should not lie. But you may refrain from telling the truth to those Jehovah Witnesses deem do not deserve it. I'm sorry, what? What? You shall not lie, but you may refrain from telling the truth to those Jehovah Witnesses deem do not deserve it. You should accept that the two witnesses in Revelation 11 are all those who take the lead, governing body, the branch offices, the body of elders, the circuit overseers, and recommended brothers of the Jehovah Witness organization. That's more than two. You should believe that Romans 11:26 refers to a spiritual Israel, namely Jehovah's Witnesses. And then, of course, they've got all the prophecies of Daniel 7, Daniel 12, Revelation 11, that they have a fulfillment in events carried out between December 1914 to June 1918 with regard to the Jehovah Witnesses. You should believe that the seven angelic trumpet blasts of the book of Revelation began to sound in 1922. You shall believe that Jesus Christ returned invisibly in 1914 and set up his kingdom invisibly in heaven. You should not recite your country's national anthem. You should not campaign for political candidates. You should not campaign against political candidates. You should not contribute to political campaigns. You should not stand for your country's national anthem unless you were already standing. You shall not vote in political elections. You shall not pledge allegiance to your country or its flag. You shall not report for jury duty. I kind of like that one. Go ahead, Dave.
My brother's wife is a naturalized citizen. She's a Jehovah's Witness. So she won't pledge allegiance or any of that stuff, but yet she will accept the protection of the United States.
Yes. So do they all. Oh, they all got it.
I thought that's part of the ceremony. Yeah. Becoming a citizen.
Yeah. Well, she became a Jehovah's Witness afterwards.
Ah.
That's why.
But now,
yeah. Here's the shoulds. You should preach regularly. You should record the number of hours you preach per month. You should record the number of return visits you make per month. You should record the number of Bible studies you have per month. You should refer to all non-Jehovah Witnesses as the worldly people. You should believe that Satan and his demons were cast out of heaven in 1914. You shall not believe in hell. You shall not believe that the soul survives death. Look, they got so many rules. I got so many pages. You shall not work for a Jehovah Witness organization in a non-Jehovah Witness religious organization in any capacity. Was that clear? You shall not work for a non-Jehovah Witness religious organization in any capacity. You shall not join the armed forces in any capacity. You shall not accept work that involves being armed. You know, the 141 rules get down to the very nitty-gritty. Large gatherings are frowned upon by the Watchtower Society unless it's organized by them. You do not associate with anyone not a Jehovah Witness unless it's to conduct a Bible study. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, as you mentioned, they said Jesus came back invisibly in, what, 1914?
1914.
So he's up in Brooklyn right now in their headquarters. But, you know, the Bible says, and you can't see him because he's invisible, and the Bible says, out in Jesus' own words, therefore if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go out, or look, he's in a secret place, do not believe it.
Right. That's exactly right. Exactly right. You cannot throw rice or confetti at weddings. Your children must not associate with other children unless they are Jehovah's Witnesses. You may not join groups such as volunteer fire brigades, the YMCA, or sports clubs. A minimum of 10 hours a month is encouraged for door-to-door selling of the society's books and magazines. And of course, you got all the stuff to fill in. And more and more, as you know, you don't read literature published by Christian churches. Did you know Jehovah's Witnesses don't have a Sunday school? They don't have that. They require that parents spend so many hours a month studying with your children from the Watchtower literature. 4 hours a month you're required to spend teaching your children. They don't have children's training. If your family members are not Jehovah's Witnesses, you must have little to do with them. Those expelled, you have nothing to do with. You may not attend any Christian church. If you attend a Christian church for any reason, including family weddings or funerals, you will be automatically disfellowshipped. Automatic. You shall never disagree with the society. Well, you do. You're disagreeing with God. Recognize that. They believe God speaks through the organization. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, that's why I believe there is some hope for my brother. He did come to my dad's funeral, and then he and I are very close, and we travel around together. So he's not really following where they say cut off the rest of his family.
Well, that's good. That's good. You know what's odd about... Oh, go ahead. Let's get you a microphone, Jack.
Yeah, I got just three real quick questions. So do they believe in evolution?
Yeah, no, they do not believe in evolution. No.
Okay. And as far as the Holy Spirit, you said they believe the Holy Spirit's a source or a force?
A force. It's power. It's strength. It's, you know, God's force or power. It's not a divine person.
Okay, and the last one, I know they took a lot of their beliefs from the Seventh-day Adventists.
Correct.
Have they taken their beliefs from anybody else or from the occult or anything like that?
They have some Masonic stuff involved with the Jehovah's Witnesses. Charles Taze Russell is buried in a pyramid. They have some weird Masonic stuff that as well. You know, they also have a requirement that you shall not pray for those who've been disfellowshipped. You don't even pray for them. If they've been disfellowshipped, they're dead.
So what is the God of mercy for them?
Well, in an organization where you have to earn your salvation, although surprisingly, you can read places in Watchtower literature where they'll talk about salvation by grace. But they have no concept of what grace is. Grace to them is, I guess, the ability to acknowledge Jehovah's Witnesses as the as God's organization on earth. But they say, here's the clever thing about these cults. They will use some of our same lingo. If you say, I believe you have to be born again to be saved, they believe that. You have to be born again to be saved. But only the 144,000 are born again. Right. And only the 144,000 are saved. If you said, I believe my sins are forgiven through Jesus Christ, they say, hey, we believe that. They can be very deceptive, even though they say they believe it. And you might even find it in some of their literature. In fact, they really don't believe it because you have to earn your salvation. And whenever you have to earn something, you can never say that you're saved as a Jehovah's Witness because only the 144,000 are saved. The rest, you hope that one day you'll inherit paradise, earth. You know, the sad thing about it all is all of their rules are subject to change. It's all subject to change tomorrow, because there may be new light tomorrow on these subjects, and they can reverse course. I could have gotten into some of the false prophecies of the Jehovah's Witness organization, but I think we've covered some of that ground previously in the past, and it's easy to look up, if you just do a Google search, the false prophecies of Jehovah's Witnesses, and my goodness, you'll see it all, how clearly it's laid out. Go ahead, Dave.
Could you make that list available to us, the you shall and shall not?
If you, yes, it's rather lengthy if you'd like to.
Okay.
It's about, I think I've got a...
Do you have it in a PDF format?
I do not, but I could perhaps get it in a PDF format. I've got it narrowed down to 16 pages. I think it was originally 18, but I reduced the font to get it into, even here, I mean, 16 pages of rules is ridiculous. But I will say this, there are some very good anti-cult websites now available online. If you were to just research the truth about the Jehovah Witnesses, just Google that. You're going to get all kinds of organizations.
Let's go to the Faithful Word website.
Yeah, if I knew how to do it, I might be able to figure it out. This is lengthy, but you could perhaps do that. I do want to take a little time and talk about why we believe in the Trinity, and I will actually reference their literature, because I happen to have their little booklet on why you don't believe in the Trinity. But so I'll be able to reference that, and I want to talk a little bit about the divinity of Christ, but we won't be able to get into that tonight, so we'll save it. Dave is going to talk about the Mormons. I hope you're warming up, Dave. Getting ready to go, because a couple of weeks you'll be good to go. And so I know that some of you have family members in the Jehovah's Witnesses, or friends or loved ones. I know that Penny does. I know that Barbara does. Anybody else got family or friends? What's that? Dave's brother, right? You know what? Why don't we just pray for them? This organization is evil. It's a very evil, cunning organization that the more you peel back the layers of it, the more evil it becomes. Deceptive. In looking at some of the things they say about the Trinity, they are so devious. They will cite sources, but you know what they do with the sources they cite? They pick a little piece out of what they want you to hear, and they ignore the rest of the quotation and actually make it look like these sources agree with them, when in fact they don't. They are very, very devious. I mean, that's just evil. And they do that kind of stuff repeatedly. They do it in all of their literature. They're just, that's the kind of organization they are. People who are in it are trapped, because guess what? They can't listen to you. Go ahead.
And isn't the one unpardonable sin the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit?
And they don't believe in the Holy Spirit. And you know what the Bible says about those who add to and subtract from the Word of God? You know what? You got a family member in the Jehovah's Witnesses, or a friend, or a loved one. Here's what I'd like for you to do. We know. Why don't you stand? We're going to pray for you and pray for your family members right now. Let's just do that. You got a loved one, a family member, somebody in the Jehovah's Witnesses you praying for. Look, we want to pray for them, and just pray that the Lord opens their eyes and delivers them. Let's pray. Father, we pray. Lord, right here, within our own families. We have loved ones. Lord, Linda praying for Harold's family members. Barbara praying for family members. Brother Dave praying for his brother and family members. Our sister Penny praying for her sister and family members. And anyone else, Lord, that may be watching online. And Lord, even those of us who have reached out to Jehovah Witnesses. And I pray for my neighbor, Lord. I pray for her. I pray, Lord, for that elder that you've enabled me to speak to on several occasions. I pray for them. We pray, Lord, that you would deliver them from this evil organization. Open their eyes, Lord. Deliver them from its grips, we pray. Lord Jesus, we know that many in this organization are sincere. Lord, I pray that you open them to your truth, Lord, the truth that will set them free. We pray for their salvation, each and every one of them, for their deliverance from this evil organization, them and their families. And we pray it, Lord, as we set ourselves in agreement with these, our brothers and sisters, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Well, we quit early tonight. Praise God. If we can pray with you tonight, we'll be happy to do so. Otherwise, you're free to go. Lord bless you. Have a blessed week. Don't forget, Saturday, if you can help us with pickup trucks, we'll meet here at 9 a.m. We plan to be at the LaPlace Church at 9:45. Again, unless it's raining.